VIP. Let's kick it.
This is the South Dakota sex symbol, your Heartland heartthrob, and your mom's favorite wrestler, Brandon Nitro. And you're listening to Below Zero Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Below Zero Radio. I am your host, Showtime Rocky Allen, and we are getting ready for Saturday night's main event, the potentially biggest show in the history of Below Zero Wrestling. We've come so far. Joining me here in the Below Zero studios, Mr. Nick Stokey. Commissioner Stokey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Could not be more excited if, and this is an if, the rain stays away.
I'd be lying to you if I said I haven't checked it probably 20 times over the last 2 days. We do have a plan if it does rain.
Interesting.
We won't go too far into details, but we do have a plan. So,
okay.
Rain or shine, it's happening.
So the show is going on.
It's going on.
We certainly hope that the system that we're seeing here blows through.
Yes, I'd love for it to be a nice sunny Saturday morning when I wake up to start setting that ring up.
Because right now we've got windy and scattered thunderstorms.
Yes.
That's what we have right now here on a Tuesday. A little
Correct.
Behind the curtain. This is being recorded on a Tuesday. Not 100% sure when you guys are going to get it, but...
Maybe Wednesday at the latest.
Yeah, we'll see. But we do have a plan. According to Mr. Stokey, we have a plan.
We have a plan.
It's important to know.
We have a plan. We have an A and a B. Hopefully never have to figure out a C, but the show's going on no matter what happens.
Speaking of the show going on, we will miss one Joey Jet Avalon.
Yeah, card subject to change.
Always subject to change.
So, unfortunately, Joey won't be able to make it, but still going to have, you know, great matches in going on, and we'll just maneuver some things around and make it work.
Folks may have noticed an out of dress Showtime Rocky Allen maneuvering around the Rumble on the River. You were there,
yes,
obviously. Sly was there. He keeps getting beat on, man. My guy needs to find a way to make it through an entire show without getting his ass kicked.
Yeah, he's been down on his luck, especially in Fergus. I mean,
it's a tough spot for him.
Yeah, he likes the other brewery in town better than the one that we do our show at.
Oh.
So there's a lot of pent up anger there.
Okay, fair enough. I would say it's not a standalone show to the degree that like a Taco Festival is. But at the same time, not a ton of stuff you need to remember. Jack and Nitro getting the big dub. That was a big deal. Setting up some of the stuff that's going to go on here, because as Gino told us, he's not going to no damn Fergus Falls. Gino was not at the Rumble on the River. DeLorean Diggs retaining his title in an entertaining matchup. And then I think the real, you know, story piece that would be a big deal for me would be seeing one Mac.
Lumber Mac.
Yeah. Just a clear sort of vision moving forward for Mac. Could not be more obvious that he's no longer part of Sly's Guys. What is Sly's Guys at this point? I mean, that's you talk about a guy needing to scrape himself off the mat after Rumble on the River and really after the last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sylvester J. Fox, and he's probably listening to this, Sylvester J. Fox needs to sort of get his stuff in a group, because he has been taking L after L after L, and it's difficult to even know kind of who are his guys right now. What does he do moving forward? And just in a tough spot.
Yeah, Mac made it very obvious that he is, you know, 100% as far away as he can be from Sly's Guys, coming out with this new attitude, this new persona, this, you know, and winning the Rumble on the River. I mean, essentially just really solidifying himself as I'm my own person now. I'm done with Sly's Guys. Lumber Mac is here. And when you talk about Sly in general, it's not as certain where he goes. I have no clue if he's even talking to anyone, if there's anyone that might be joining him. He's just kind of out in, I don't know if you want to call it la-la land or what, but he's doesn't have a lot going on right now. Not a lot of direction, like you said.
No, that's something that's going to be really, you know, important for me to watch as just sort of an observer and sort of as a member of the team is like, okay, we know we have Main Event. We know we have Winter Slam. And we know we have Wrestleversary. All of that stuff is going to happen in the next six-ish months. Where is Sly at the end of that? Because those are tentpole events, man. Those are big-time events. We love the Larimore Show and the Jamestown Show, and I'm obviously always going to be emotionally attached to the Horace Christmas Show. But when you're talking about tentpole events where stuff happens that you need to pay attention to as a BZW fan, stuff happens that really moves kind of the main story along.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those are tentpole events. So sort of tracking Sly through those times and Sly's guys as just a foundational piece of, like, if we're talking good versus evil in the BZW, he was a big part of the evil, man.
Very.
He was a big part.
He's made it known. He will be there this weekend.
All right.
He has a, you know, he's a BZW employee, essentially, contracted guy. So, I mean, he has the right to be at an event. And he Absolutely. Said he's going to be there. I have him booked for nothing.
Fair enough.
Zach, I don't think, has him booked for anything. I don't think you've booked him for anything on doing a radio spot or anything like that.
I will tell you this. Showtime Rocky Allen's fixing to be at Saturday night's main event. If Sly Fox wants to come provide some Bobby Heenan color commentary, he is welcome. He is welcome to come sit at the table. Your boy will be there. I'm telling you, Sly, this is an open invitation.
Now
I just got your wheels spinning. I saw that look on your face.
not many people give Sly open invitations, so we'll see if he open accepts invitation. That.
All right. Blow Zero Wrestling Radio brought to you today by the good people at Prairie Pest Control. Prairie Pest Control, having a comprehensive exterminator service assures you of a pest-free home regardless of the season. Prairie Pest Control conducts a thorough assessment of your house and offers solutions from one-time to seasonal programs. You can contact the good people at Prairie Pest Control on Facebook or give them a call at 701-893-8660. All right, let's get into it. I could not be more excited. And, man, I will say, if I could take last week's, I was at the NDSU tailgate. You know Showtime Rocky Allen, a man of the people. If I could take last week's tailgating weather and just give it to Saturday night's main event, I would, brother, because This has a chance to be something so special. Talk to me first. So we got beer and food.
Yes.
Big time.
Okay? Big time.
We've got a concert.
We do.
We got wrestling.
We do.
But let's talk to me about the beer and food, the expectations, what we're going to have to eat, and maybe some of the, like, awesome stuff that Fargo Brewing Company has going on and what we might be able to get into on Saturday.
So Fargo Brewing, I mean, one, they've, you know, they're a staple of the beer community and just the community in general in Fargo.
Absolutely.
They're actually going to be rolling out a brand new beer. I haven't looked a lot into it for this weekend.
We may have to dabble.
I feel like we're going to have to try at least one.
Absolutely.
So they're going to have a brand new beer out. They're also going to have all their staples. You know, they always have 5-6, you know, delicious things on tap. And then we're also going to get, this is awful that I don't know the name, but they have a food truck there that will be doing providing food as well.
Fair enough. We had two food trucks at the Rumble on the River. I dabbled in the barbecue.
Yes, that one was good. So I know that for sure we are getting food as well that they're going to have. They may bring in another truck or two. That I don't know.
Sure.
But for sure we're getting the one. And then we're also going to be treated to some music before, during, after a little bit. So it's an event. It's wrestling, yes, but the event as a whole is so much more.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Talk to me about the music. What do we got going on? What can people expect?
So they're the guys that are playing, they're a little bit everything. They just play a lot of covers.
Okay.
And they're going to be doing, we're working right now that they might even do a few intros.
Ooh.
We might have some bands playing during some intros and stuff. So they're going to be part of the show. They're
Very
not
cool.
just a band. They're
okay.
part of the show.
Very cool. Lots of awesome like WrestleMania moments with live entrance themes done and stuff like that. So very
D-Generation X, X-Pac.
Very, very cool. Some very, very memorable Triple H introductions. Some Nakamura introductions with the violin. Yes. I mean, some very, very cool stuff. We're not trying to set unrealistic expectations here, but understand that, like, this is the evolution of Below Zero Wrestling, man. You are going to see production value you haven't seen before.
Yep.
As we continue to rise, you're going to see, like, this is not something where Commissioner Stokey's over here getting rich. Stuff gets reinvested into the program, people. Yes, stuff gets reinvested into the program.
Always trying to grow from one event to the next.
All right. I don't know if this is, getting into the card, I don't know if this is this his second match? Is Kota Jacobs, is this his return from Tundra Mania?
Correct.
Okay, all right.
He's a busy man. If you've watched the show Wrestlers, he does make an appearance on that. So,
okay.
Does some stuff with OVW, and you know he's doing some things. So he's finally making his return after making wrestling great again across the United States, and he's gonna wrestle a very game opponent in Jake Taylor.
For a brighter future in wrestling.
There you go. I always screw it up.
It's okay. I mean, people know what it is. They see the red tie. They know. They understand the gimmick.
Yep.
Jake Taylor, we are months into his declaration.
Yes.
That he needs to find some BZW gold prior to WinterSlam, correct?
Yes.
Or at WinterSlam.
WinterSlam is when he said it last year. WinterSlam is this 2024 was the date that he signed a contract, handed it to us, and said this is it, that he made it in writing. So WinterSlam this year is his last foray.
So
well, potential.
Our guy needs a win.
Yeah, and taking the win over Kota would instantly bump him into, a contender status, or now you have to look at him a little bit more.
Right.
He's had a pretty decent 2023. He's had a few great showings. Maybe he didn't necessarily capitalize on some of those, like in Bismarck or whatever.
Yep.
But he shows that he's there, he's ready, and if he can take care of a very game Kota Jacobs, he instantly gets put back into a contention or talks.
Right. I mean, looking at that Sub-Zero title, looking at what happens between Gino and Nitro, and I've had this a couple discussions with him on the side where maybe he's fishing around for a tag partner.
Yeah.
Maybe, you never know. He could be looking for one of those. So you never know with Jake Taylor. NDS, I do like that we're getting into sequels.
Yeah.
I like that. People talk about the Flair Steamboat trilogy. Obviously, Randy Orton and John Cena didn't go one time. I think in the matter of a year, we had that absolutely epic Cody versus Seth trilogy. NDS versus Crucible 2, they just make magic together. Because you've got NDS, you've got the High Flyers, they're the champions. And then you've got the guys where if they catch NDS, they just punish them in the Crucible. I mean, it's just an unbelievable strength versus speed matchup.
When fans chant "Fight Forever," these are guys that can do this.
Yes.
No matter the outcome on Saturday, I promise or guarantee or whatever, it's not the last time these guys will ever step in a ring together. This year, next year, 5 years down the road, it's going to happen again because they're just too good at. They're both too good at what they do to not cross paths again. And they, like you said, they make magic when they get in the ring.
Well, because I'm thinking like Slater and Mayhem, the American boys. Maybe they, work their way in there. Royal Flava, maybe they work their way in there, and it's like, nope. Tag titles just has to be NDS versus Crucible until further notice.
That's the match. Yep.
Sierra coming back.
Yes.
As we, continue to provide a home for women's wrestling here in BZW. The debut of Big Al.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Big Al. That's not someone that I have been able to scout at this time.
Yes. Yeah,
so prepare me.
She's, I wasn't 100% familiar with her. I've seen her wrestle a little bit around the area.
Okay.
She's, from the, I think she's out of Indiana, Chicago, somewhere in between in that area. She's been doing it a few years now, wrestled the who's who of women's wrestling in the area and some of the guys. I mean, she's not afraid to step in the ring with a single person. She brings a fight. She brings a fight mentality. This isn't going to, you know, grapple and lock up or anything like that. Like, she's going to come and punch you in the face.
Fair enough. Love to see it. Should be a test for Sierra, who's gotten a lot of big wins here.
In
BZW. I think there's ever a women's championship in BZW, you got to look at Sierra as the favorite, or as certainly the number one contender, somebody that would be in that opening match for sure. I mean, she is a staple.
She's the staple of the women that have wrestled in BZW, and she's even had some intergender matches where she's came out on top there. She would have initially been in our four-way title match, you know, years ago.
Right.
But weather permitted that. So, yeah. I mean, she's always in a spot for title contention, no matter what title it is.
DeLorean Diggs, he is a fighting champion, man. Yes. He's on every card, putting that Sub-Zero title on the line against everybody's favorite a-hole, Nick the Natural Nelson. Nelson has just been on one, man, trying to get back into that title picture. Certainly one of the staples of Below Zero Wrestling and looking to get it done, really, no matter how people feel about him.
Yeah. DeLorean is like you said, he's a fighting champ. When you need him, he's there, and he's ready to put it on the line. It doesn't matter against who. And him and Nelson are not strangers. They wrestled way back when at Red Willow, our third event ever.
Okay.
But both those guys at that time, two different competitors then to now.
Oh, for sure.
And Nelson, no matter win or lose, he's always game. He's always right there and ready. So this isn't going to be easy for DeLorean. Nelson could easily walk away as Sub-Zero champion at the end of the day on Saturday.
Okay. I want to put a little rumor out there.
Okay.
And you throw it back if it's nonsense. I've heard that there is potentially some negotiations going on where that match might not just be Diggs versus Nelson.
There's been talks. There's been rumors. The rumors are true. I don't know how far.
But nothing's finalized.
Nothing's finalized.
Okay.
Because, you know, we did have an intergender match going. That intergender tag team match is no longer a thing with Joey Avalon unfortunately not being able to be here. So we still have GPA, who needs a spot on this card.
Okay.
Because he's coming. He's booked.
Okay.
Does he fit into, you know, Jake Taylor versus Kota Jacobs? Does he fit into DeLorean Diggs versus Nick Nelson? Because GPA has wrestled everyone in this side of whatever you want to call it. He's wrestled everyone. He's been on AEW. He's been in, he's, you know, whatever.
Maybe he could be the latest person to beat up Sly.
Maybe this is Sly's new guy.
Maybe.
You know, I don't know.
You don't know. You don't know.
So there is, when you say, is there a rumor to that? Yeah, there is.
Fair enough. Always connected. Always fishing around for what's going on.
It's okay.
Man, these three, and I don't know if they're going to end the show. I don't know the order of the card. Doesn't much matter to me. But these last three matches, I think, are all worth the price of admission. I really do. Like, for me, I would come to a show, to a BZW. I mean, I work here. I got to come. But if I were a paying fan, I would come to any BZW event where one of these three matches was the main event.
Yeah.
Truth. I mean that. Bobby versus Jack too. No DQ. What are we supposed is trying to be accomplished here? I mean, besides them just beating the holy hell out of each other, do you feel like they're trying to sort of finish this? Do you feel like the winner is maybe looking at some gold? What do you feel like is trying to be accomplished in Bobby versus Jack too? The no DQ match.
These guys want to fight.
Fair enough. Let them do it.
They want to fight. There's 20 plus years of aggression as brothers, being taken out in this, and it's shown. It's gotten very personal. Moms have got involved, or you know, their mom.
Yep.
Parents, is what I meant to say, have gotten involved. I mean, this is not something that when they're around the dinner table on a Sunday, you know, this is the talk still.
Yes.
So these guys, they wanted this. They wanted to essentially, you know, see where we're at after this. Is this the end? does the winner say I'm moving on? You know, where does it go? But all I know is someone's getting beat up. Probably two of them are probably
two people are probably getting beat up. But yeah. one of them's going to lose, and one of them's going to lose.
One's going to win.
Johnny Zero, Johnny Below,
Johnny Fargo-Burry. Johnny Zero is what we've been kind of going with on some stuff, but fair enough. You know, for the fans at home, John Morrison.
Yes. John Morrison. Yep. Johnny Mundo, Johnny Impact.
Johnny TV.
Johnny Elite.
Yeah, I think it's TV. I think he's Johnny TV right now. Okay. I don't know what he is.
Fair enough. John Morrison's going to be in the house taking on Jay Fowler. Fowler is a worker. And he doesn't need to tell me to tell him this, but my God, if Jay Fowler was 6'2", he'd be on TV already. I mean, truthfully, he can go, and he's going to end up on TV either way. I think
he is, yeah.
But he can go. I'll never forget one of our first interviews here on Below Zero Radio. We're talking to Brandon Nitro, and Brandon either said. I think it was like if he could wrestle anybody on the indies, it was Jay, and it was somebody he'd already wrestled. It's not like this isn't my indie dream match. Like, I want another shot at this guy because I didn't feel like I gave him my best, and that's the level of respect that other wrestlers have for Jay Fowler. And so for me, thinking as a fan, thinking as somebody who might or may or may not come to this show, I want to see this guy go that other wrestlers are saying he can bring the best out of me. I want to see him fight. And John Morrison, I mean, come on. Like, what are we talking about here?
I mean, Morrison is as good as they come. Morrison, I won't lie, he pitched for the Jack rematch. He wanted to wrestle Jack again.
Fair enough.
And I said, well, that's not happening.
Jack has this other problem. He's got this other issue.
But then you give him Fowler, and I've talked to John since, and he studies, he knows his opponents. He knows what he's getting into here.
Yeah.
Just because Fowler hasn't been on TV or had the contract or anything doesn't mean he's any less than any of those guys. I think he's better than some of those guys that you see on weekday television. He's cut from the school of Jason Strife and, you know, Rugged Pro and down in the Iowa, Nebraska area. This guy can go. And this could be the start of him being a staple in Below Zero Wrestling.
Yeah, he's an impressive talent, man. Yes. And one of those guys like Jack, where I think they're going to end up on TV. You know, they have it all.
They have the tools.
They do.
They just absolutely. The right person just has to see him.
Absolutely. All right. Your main event, your BZW Championship.
There we go.
I always got to give the strap some respect.
Oh, I know.
People want this title off Gino Rivera. Okay,
he's had the title for like 3 months, and people hate him. He has like four fans here. And no disrespect to what Gino brings in the ring, but you know
is this his first title defense?
First title defense.
People are just sick of it already.
Already, you know he hasn't. He rips up signs, he yells at kids and fans, and, you know, he hasn't been the most, you know, best fan favorite, you know, person inside that ring. So, minus the, like, three people, and one of them is, like, the biggest Jack Ledger hater in the world, there's only one guy online that I think wants Gino to win.
Yeah. I'll never forget because, honestly, I didn't know that much about Gino, and I think he came in and wrestled the artist formerly known as Kalisto.
Samurai Del Sol.
Yeah. Came in and wrestled Samurai Del Sol. And I was at that one as a fan. And the first part of Gino's entrance was electric. And people were like hot, like ready to cheer him on. And then his turn on the crowd was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. I mean, he got people to hate him so quickly. Like that performance and then Nick Nelson getting the home Bismarck crowd to turn on him in like 30 seconds, two of the more impressive.
Half were like his family.
I know. It was
no, but what I mean is he even got his family to hate him.
Right, exactly. Very, very impressive work. But Nitro is one of the most over guys you'll see, especially up here. The South Dakota sex symbol, allegedly my mom's favorite wrestler. You know, just a guy that I think is crowd favorite, mm-hmm. Mr. Bang. And he doesn't need any help in the sense of like people are going to cheer him either way.
Yeah.
And people are going to boo Geno either way. I think you have the potential for one of the hotter crowds in BZW history because Brandon is so beloved and just nobody wants to see Geno with the strap anymore. By the way, there's going to be a wrestling match. It's going to be pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, if it's just, you know, Geno versus Nitro, it's a great match.
Yes.
Now you add in
the title,
the
setting.
The setting. And I, you know, we see Brandon come out and he does the bang energy and he does all of his stuff and everything like that. I think we're going to see that toned down. I think we're going to see a fighter.
This is serious. This is for the top strap.
He's had opportunities at titles twice. He's had opportunities at Mr. Wrestleversary, which he finally, that's how he got here. He finally got that contract.
To the dismay of Mr. Shovel, Joey Avalon.
Yes. Which I guess you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do believe that Nitro is going to come in as the same Nitro you know, but he's going to be there with a little bit more seriousness.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment.
And knowing that this might be my last chance. Because what if I don't? What if I can't do it now?
Right.
Am I ever going to get an opportunity like this again?
Okay. To wrap up, you don't have to give the details of the backup plan. We haven't quite got that completely fleshed out. But as of this moment, there are still tickets available. You people can still come to the show. Walk-ups are still probably going to be encouraged.
Yes.
Tell people how to get involved. Tell people how to buy tickets. Tell people where to go. Give the details for those of us that, or for the people that have been listening to the show. Give us the details kind of concisely here.
So this coming Saturday, the 23rd, we are going to be at Fargo Brewing Company in Fargo. The show starts, doors open at 4 with meet and greets with both John Morrison and X-Pac.
Okay.
And then the show starts about 6, and there are still tickets available, front row, second row, third row, fourth row, all that sold out.
Okay.
So still amazing seats left.
Okay.
And rain or shine, Saturday, September 23rd, this Saturday,
okay,
we are wrestling at Fargo Brewing.
Sounds great. A big, big thank you to BZW Commissioner Nick Stokey. Thanks to the great people at Prairie Pest Control. Thank you to Fargo Brewing Company for hosting us.
And Jade Presents, who we're doing the show with.
And Jade Presents. We'll see you all this Saturday.